Chapter 6. Also, as the blessed Foresay was about to return to the earth with three heavenly messengers only, the great fire drew near. But the heavenly messenger of the Lord, as before, split the fire, dividing it in the middle. The demons seized a man who was leaping out of the fire and threw him out onto Forsay's shoulder, pressing his jaw to Forsay's jaw. He recognized the human because he had bequeathed his clothes to Forsay when he was dying. When the man had set fire to Forsay's shoulder and jaw, he was cast out by the heavenly messenger into the fire from where he came. The heavenly messenger who walked on the left stood between the blessed man and the fire. The right-hand heavenly messenger cast him into the flame. Then the slanderer, the ancient serpent, repeating his fallacies, said,
"It is not lawful to reject the man whom you previously accepted. And as you accepted his goods, so you ought to be a partaker of his punishment."
The heavenly messenger of the Lord responded,
"It was not because of greed that he accepted it, but because of liberating this man's soul."
And the fire ceased. Then the heavenly messenger of the Lord said,
"What you have kindled has burned in you. Had you not accepted the clothes of this man, dead in his sins, his punishments would not burn in your body. Therefore, preach to everyone, in order that a change of mind may be accomplished and be received by a priest even to the last hour. But nothing of the sinner's sustenance shall be received, nor shall his body be buried in a holy place. Now it must be preached vividly to what extent the heart of a guilty man shall taste the bitterness of conviction. And when it is purged, he, having renounced all previous iniquities, shall distribute alms lavishly to poor men. Nevertheless, from that time onward, nothing shall be accepted by the priest who is preaching for him. But near his tomb, his goods shall be divided among poor men, lest others be partakers of that man's iniquities."
Having been instructed by these and other discourses and exhortations, he stood on the roof of the assembly building between the holy heavenly messengers. Contemplating his body, he could neither see the walls of the building, nor the crowd of the mourners, nor yet the clothes of his body. He was commanded by the heavenly messenger to identify his own body and take it back. Then Forsay, fearing his cadaver as though it was unknown to him, would not approach it. The heavenly messenger responded to him,
"Do not fear to take up this body, which, though weak, you may assume without any revulsion or infirmity, nor of repugnant sins. In this tribulation, you have overcome unlawful desires, so that old sins shall not prevail against you."
Then he saw that the body was opening in the chest. The heavenly messenger said to him,
"Pour spring water upon your reviving body, and you will be able to feel no pain, with the sole exception of the burn. If you do beneficial things in your every step to the end, we shall see you, and in this manner, take you up with joy, doing good works."
This is the end of the vision. However, rising as it were from the depth of death, the holy man quietly beheld the multitude of parents and neighbors, even of allotted ones, and groaned at the magnitude of human foolishness. And he marveled at the arduous and difficult passage, and the magnitude of the reward of those who came to the seat of blessedness. And he recounted the events in order. And after being covered with water, the burn between his shoulders and in his face, which he had received from the iniquitous man, appeared clearly. Marvelously, what he had received in his soul alone was manifested in his flesh. Coming out from there, he preached the word of God, announcing to all the people of the Scots what he had seen or heard. Truly, there was in him an incomparable grace, seeking nothing earthly from anyone, giving to everyone who asked, equable to both prelates and inferiors, showing proper fear to great men and kings, to be imitated by those who are humble and despisers of the age, amiable to all good men, terrifying to iniquitous men and sinners, famous for divine virtues, and causing demons to flee from possessed bodies, and refreshing poor men.